Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
The Book of Daniel covers the entire period known as the times of the Gentiles. It covers the time when Jerusalem is trodden down of the Gentiles. It happened for the first time, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Do you have map number 4? And I apologize a little bit for this map. I brought a book with me that has maps, and I couldn't find one of the whole Middle East without writings on it. So I want you just to ignore what's in the black and just see how the Middle East is lined up there. And we see Iraq, certainly in the news today, isn't it? Here we have Iraq, and flowing out from the Persian Gulf, there are two rivers not marked on here, the Tigris and the Euphrates, and there on those rivers is Ur of the Chaldees, and that's where Abram came from, and God took him over, walking through present-day Syria, and brought him to Israel here, the Promised Land. Now, the land here between those two rivers, the Tigris and Euphrates, they call it Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers. And this is the area of Babel, of Shinar, of the Tower of Babel. And this is the place where present-day Saddam Hussein is there. And if we still have any left of the judgment site of harvest, we'll also touch on this when we come to Babylon, but we'll see that they've never known the judgments God said they will know. Because Persia took over from the Babylonians peacefully, really. And so God said in his word that he's not only going to bring Israel back for the last days, but he's going to bring Elam, which is Iran. He's going to bring Iraq, Babylon. He's going to bring these things back for judgment. The whole of the Middle East went to sleep, just like Israel did when it was away for those 2,000 years. But at the beginning of this century, it all waked back up and came on the political scene. And so we have here present-day Iraq, and this is the place of Babel. Now we'll take number 5, and we're going to see what this great empire, the Babylonian Empire, grew up. Here we have the Persian Gulf. We have the two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. This is where Abram lived when God called him, and one of his children down the line was named Eber, E-B-E-R. Aver, and it meant the people who crossed over this river, and they crossed over and came into the promised land of Israel. But the first great empire there, Assyrian empire, was before, but these empires, these times of the Gentiles, are not all the empires that ever were in the whole world. They're only the ones who trod down Jerusalem. So that's the key to it. And so here we have the king, Nebuchadnezzar, got into a fight with the Pharaoh of Egypt. And he defeated him. He went all the way down to Egypt and defeated him. And then his great empire carries all this part of the Middle East. This is the Babylonian Empire. On his way back from defeating Pharaoh Necho, he stopped in Jerusalem and besieged it. He besieged it, and he decided to carry away some of their best young men and part of the goods, the beautiful golden vessels from the temple. He may have gone further, but he got word that his father died. So he went back to Babylon to take over the kingdom from his father, and they took with them Daniel and the ones we call Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Later, he came back to Jerusalem and besieged it and burned it and burned the temple and carried away great numbers of people. But Daniel and the three Hebrew children were in this first carrying back. And I learned when I was studying Judaism at my Hebrew school that this was a common thing to do in the old times. They always did it with the Jews. They did it when they were in different areas, Spain and other places where they went. They would capture, like today we might go get your computer, but then they got your brain. And they would go capture the smartest people and bring them back then to be the thinkers in their kingdom. They did it as a way of putting themselves forward. And I'm telling you, those Jews are smart. I'm telling you, they like got a double portion up in the brain area. And so Daniel was one of those. And he was of the seed royal, we're going to see. He was of the tribe of Judah and of the seed royal. So they carried some of these young people back. Daniel was probably about 20 years old. And let's pick it up reading Daniel chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, of the southern kingdom, the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes have already gone into captivity some years before. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into their hand. Now, there is a scripture in Jeremiah which says their own backslidings caused it. But it was allowed to come because of what they had done. With part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar. Shinar is Babylonia. To the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God, the holy vessels. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. This is the seed royal. Children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge, understanding science, see, wants their brains, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. Now, or we usually say Abednego. I want to show you how the Bible is a book of prophecy. God, we studied the first day, says that that is his claim to being God. I want to show you how this was prophesied exactly, and always try to get a literal interpretation without getting to, you know, spiritualizing everything. So let's go here and see how literally this was fulfilled. Turn to Isaiah. Keep this open. Turn to Isaiah chapter 39 and verses 5 through 7. And we'll see what Isaiah prophesied, exactly how he prophesied that this would happen. Isaiah chapter 39. I'm telling you, you won't go wrong believing this Bible. They have to change textbooks every few years. We never have to change the Bible. Glory be to God. Hezekiah was then the king, and Isaiah the prophet prophesied to him, saying, Isaiah 39:5, then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. You see how explicit it is? And now we find them carried away, and they're in the house of the eunuchs, and they're under the prince of the eunuchs. It's the master of the eunuchs. So we see that happen. We're told here exactly in these verses. And when they got there, their names were changed. They had wonderful Hebrew names, and part of the program was to take away those Hebrew names, and in doing that, to take away their religion and take away their identity. Now, Dani, remember what I taught you? Of course, you know a Hebrew word for God is El, right? E-L. Dani, Don means judge, and the I on the end of it means my judge. So Daniel means God, El is my judge. Now, they changed his name to Belteshazzar, which says whom Bel favors. One of the Babylonian gods was Bel, B-E-L. Hananiah, I-A-H at the end is God's name, Yah. And the Hebrews often had that name or El in their name. And so here we see that his name was Hananiah, which means Yah is gracious, or the beloved of God. And he was given the name Shadrach, which means illumined by the moon god. Some said, other sources I read said illumined by the sun god. Either way, it's bad. Mishael. All names in the Bible mean something. They're easy to read if you just know simple Hebrew. It's amazing how simple the Hebrew of the Bible is. Mishael. See that there? We'll just look at it. You already know that the E-L on the end means God, all right? The M-I, me, means who? It's the Hebrew word for who. Now I'm going to confuse you. Me in Hebrew means who in English. Who in Hebrew means he in English. And he in Hebrew means she in English. That's right. Somebody knows here. Who knows? Raise your hand. Betty, I know you know. I thought I heard someone else say it. But anyway, me, who, sha, is as or like God. Mishael. They named him Mishaach, which means who is like Aku. Aku is one of their gods. And Azariah, you see the Yah at the end of it, it means helped of God, or God is my help. And they changed his name to Abednego, the servant of Nego, another one of their gods. Now, we usually call him Daniel, but we usually call the other Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think it's because it's easier to say or something. I don't know. But they really have lovely Hebrew names. Esther, that was a god. That was a name given her over in Persia after Astarte, the goddess that the word Easter comes from, which was really a goddess of fertility. And even though we always call her Esther, her Hebrew name was Hadassah, which means myrtle. You've heard of the Hadassah Hospital in Israel. And so even though they changed their names and tried to get them into other, they still stayed true to their God. And a name change didn't ruin them. And my friend Martha Kennedy, Martha and Ralph Kennedy, they're friends of all of us. We all know them. They were the sponsors of our meeting down in Augusta that we just came from. They had three little boys, little stair-step boys. And every Sunday they went to church, and when they passed the pastor at the back door, he always patted them on the head and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways. On the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I trust you can be with us in Branson for our annual prayer conference. Join us to work together with God in prayer. I sense one primary prayer objective is leadership for our nation and for Israel. I trust you can be in Branson October 24 through 29. For details, log on to our website, billybrim.org, or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.